Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now stay with me because we're going to get to the point about no sin. But he knew what it was to hunger. Remember the temptation? He hadn't ate 40 days and all, and we'll read in just a minute about tempting him with hunger and bread. He knew what it was to be hungry. He knew what it was to be thirsty. Remember on the cross of Calvary, one of the things he cried out, "I thirst." He knows what it's like physically to be able to hunger, to thirst. He knows what it's like to be touched with sorrow. Remember Jesus standing at the tomb of Lazarus. Shortest verse in the Bible. Everybody knows that. What's the shortest verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. John 11:35. Okay? He knows what it's like to be touched with grief, with sorrow. I didn't add this to my notes. It just came because I got so many other notes I need to get through this. Remember when he was just before his death, he's up and he's looking over Jerusalem. And the Bible says he weeps and he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. I would ye that like a mother hen would and chicks would come." I'm paraphrasing. Remember that talking about that you would come to me, but ye would not. Notice he didn't say you could not. I won't pick on Calvinism today, but he didn't say you couldn't come. He said you wouldn't come. But he wept. And remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he wept bitterly. And the Bible says a great sweat as drops of blood poured down. He knows what it's like to weep. He knows what it's like to suffer. No one ever suffered like Jesus. Nobody. We're going to get into this in just a minute. But you understand what it talks about. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our friend. He's been there. He's done that. And then it says this, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. There's an age-old debate. Could Jesus have sinned? Could Jesus sin? The answer is no. Okay. All right. There's both sides of the debate, and I won't get into that. The answer is no. And I wrote some things down. I want to read it so I don't, so you understand where I'm at. Not only did Jesus live without sinning, but he was without sin. That is, he could not sin. Now listen. He did not inherit the Adamic nature as we did. We inherited that sin nature. He was not from the seed of man, but from seed of a God, but also seed of a woman. He couldn't have the seed of man. But literally, we talked about the Holy Spirit implanted that divine sperm seed. He could not sin. Christ could not be tempted from within as we find ourselves tempted. He was born, he lived, and he died without sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Greg, put that one up there. I want them to see this. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us. The word, he is God, the Father. God hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. I want to see this picture before we go any farther. It's talking about the cross of Calvary. God laid upon Jesus Christ the sin of all mankind, but he was without sin. He laid upon him the sin of all mankind who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 John 3:5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No sin. Inwardly, he was neither tempted by sin because his nature was holy. He was sinless. He was perfect. His nature would not allow him to. He was God, very God. Nor did his temptation or the testing that we're going to look at real quick in the Gospel of Matthew, did it produce sin? But we read here that all points are avenues of temptation in verse number 15. That he was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Turn me quickly to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 4. Let's begin verse number 1. I can't dwell here a lot with this. Greg, get up there. Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up. Remember, he's baptized. He's baptized by John the Baptist. Now remember, I didn't write this. The Bible talks about him being baptized by John the Baptist. And since Jesus was baptized by a Baptist, what does that make Jesus? A Baptist. I'm going to leave it alone, okay? But anyway. Then was Jesus led up out of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, to be tested of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards, he was afterward hungry. Remember I talked about he hungered? Physically. Remember, he was 100% God, 100% man. He wasn't half God, half man. Fully God, fully man. So the devil began to attack him from the flesh side. He cannot win from the spirit side because he's God. So he attacks him. He thinks the weak point from the flesh. He's hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You're hungry, you can eat. And he, Jesus, answered, is it written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded out of the mouth. And the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the mount of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over concerning thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, remember, Jesus, for 40 days, 40 nights, he's fasted, he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's at the weakest point physically that you could possibly be. And the devil begins to attack him. He attacked him, first of all, by the lust of the flesh. These 3 points, when it talks about when we talk about in the book of Hebrews, that he was tempted in all points. He was tempted. There's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes were all included in these 3 temptations. And there's the lust of the flesh was the bread. The pride of life was the fame. Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse number 8, and again, the devil taking him up to an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, if all these things I will give thee, if thou wilt just fall down and worship me. And boy, there's a lot I could say about that, but I had to move on. Then Jesus said, get thee hence, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and serve him, him only shalt thou serve. Verse number 11, then the devil leaveth him. And a lot of us miss this. Behold, the angels came and, what's the next word?
Ministered.
Ministered unto Jesus, the Son of God. Why did they minister to him? Physically, he was weak. He was hungry. He was thirsty. So he was tempted in all points as we are. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life and the lust of the flesh. He was tempted, yet without sin. And we miss it. The angels ministered unto the Son of God. Now, I don't want you to think I'm a heretic and all, but I want you, because the scripture talks about this, and I need to move on real quick. Do one more verse. That some Pharisees came up to Jesus and they said, physician, heal thyself. Y'all remember reading that in scripture? And they said, thou art not yet 40 years old. Use those words. And here Jesus, the perfect Son of God, they looked at him in his face physically, said, physician, you need to heal yourself. Why did they say that? I don't know. I wasn't there. But obviously there was something. Let me put it this way, so you don't misunderstand. Jesus did not stress out. He didn't have to take Prozac or whatever that stuff is. I don't know. Maybe I need to take it. I don't know. You know. He didn't stress out. Don't misunderstand me. But the cares of this world and of the people, I think it made an obvious impact on him. Physician, heal thyself.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.